From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to focus on getting rid of Syria's president. The United States government says it will use Friday's talks on Syria to urge an end to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, Assad's top two allies. A U.S. State Department spokesman says the focus in Vienna is reaching a framework for a political transition in Syria. Protests and attacks in Jerusalem eased Thursday, but tensions remained high in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city. The man then attempted to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed the attacker. In a second incident, a Palestinian allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte welcomed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister of the Palestinian National Authority, Rami Hamdallah, for talks on Thursday, and later spoke with reporters.
We condemn the recent attacks on innocent civilians, and I've urged President Abbas to work to de-escalate the situation and to take concrete measures to break the spiral of violence.
Mark Rutte. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli has won the nation's presidential election. The commission said Thursday the CCM party's Magufuli defeated main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadema Party 58-40%. Lowassa rejected the official results of Sunday's election even before they were announced, citing alleged fraud. This is VOA News.